Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Suguru, and today's episode is all on having high energy throughout the week. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's episode is all on keeping your energy really high and obviously managing quite a lot in life, whether it is your kids or your fitness goals or your business goals or work, and or maybe you're juggling all of them and more. This one is all on what I sort of set myself up to do each day that I feel will really help with energy. So a lot of people know me. If you follow me on Instagram or you've known me in person, you'll always know one thing about me, and it's that my energy levels are honestly through the roof. Like if I don't have energy or I dip in energy, I know something's off with me, because generally my energy levels are just so high and I'm constantly on a high. And to be honest, there is a few things that I do to set myself up this way, to be wired this way. And honestly, I just, from the bottom of my heart, feel so alive all the time. And I just feel ready all the time to just tackle any challenges, any goals. So I hope this podcast really like gets you excited to hear about some of the things that I do to be this way. It's obviously not natural. I know a lot of people probably think, oh, that's just the way you are, or it's just because you're different to me, but it's actually completely not. It's all about how I set my mind, body, and soul up each week, each day, each hour. And just a sec, I've got to close this door because there's some birds singing outside. And I think, honestly, it is just a matter of time and strategies that will get you there too. So I'm going to dive right in. And the first thing that I'm going to recommend is to get your gut health right. I know a lot of you are probably thinking I'm going to have these really complicated strategies in place, but it's actually 100% really easy and something you guys can start right away. So for anyone that's not aware of gut health, it's essential for you to be making sure that your body is operating from within really well as it can. So by a couple of things that would help your gut health are taking pre and probiotics, depending on what you need specifically. I would, if you haven't done this before, contact somebody that is a professional and just get the right sort of product for yourself. But this is a really good thing to start implementing into your daily vitamin intake. And also, I would be looking at my food choices, making sure that I'm minimizing processed foods and I'm fueling my body with really whole nutritious foods and eating a really balanced diet. So I wouldn't be in a calorie deficit most of the time, because I do want to thrive in my business and in my life. I want to be waking up every day knowing that I could literally run a marathon, maybe two, and do my work afterwards. That's the kind of energy that I'm striving for, and I'm pretty confident that I have nailed that process. So the next thing that I would be looking at is movement. Movement is medicine, in my opinion. Movement is the key to this. If I am sitting down for too long, even I can get sluggish. But if you do start feeling like sluggish or you're feeling tired, you're like, how can you move that much? Like, it's super tiring. Over time, your body will start to generate energy from movement, but in the beginning, you might not feel this way. Don't get disheartened, but I can promise you that you just need to hold on to it and make a very, very conscious effort to move your body every single day, even a couple of times a day if you want to break up the time that you can allocate to that. But movement, in my opinion, is just one of those things that every single human on this planet needs to be doing. And that is going to be like one of the most important things that I talk about today. I think that there are a couple of things that will really benefit business owners. Obviously, I bodybuild and things like that and do competitions. But if you're just looking to have that high energy to be a better mom or a better business owner or anything like that, and you're not injured or restricted in any way, I love things that are either high intensity workouts or endurance workouts, like some stuff that you can transfer back into the things that you want to be really prioritizing in life, like having patience. Like, for example, if you do running events, it teaches you to start and not stop until you get the job complete, and just be patient until you make it to the end, to the finish line. And it also teaches you the power of stamina to set your mind to a task and not stop until you're done. And endurance is just making sure, like, it's both mental and physical, but endurance from running and doing events or setting yourself distances that you want to run without stopping is really important, because it's showing and proving to yourself each and every time, each and every day, that you have that power to commit to something, set out to do it, and challenge yourself in that process and not stop until it is complete. And that is so, so, so important if you find it hard to start a project and finish it, for example. This will teach you it, because what we do physically, we do mentally, and vice versa. But it is really, really important to use your body in ways that will serve your mind as well. And you can transfer that skill across the things that really matter in your life. And obviously, if you've got kids and you just feel like you get irritated a lot, like, it's so important to learn how to be patient and just let certain things kind of die down or play out, and it will end at some point. And, you know, you learn all of this through movement and different sports and different exercises, which is why I genuinely love a variety of them. And if you're somebody that likes a rush and you want a real big power hit and you're not injured, obviously, you can still modify things, but you want your heart rate to be skyrocketing, you want to be doing high intensity exercise, it is amazing for recovering your body, even through weight training and things like that. I find that, you know, getting the blood around your body and your heart rate up and things like that is a completely different type of feeling to doing a controlled weight session or Pilates or yoga. I truly think that the body really needs that, like, rush of blood and heart rate to be increased, and just that overall feeling of intensity, and for short periods of time, to energize us and make us feel better and, you know, create more fitness and things like that. It just is an overall good thing to do for yourself. So those are the two types of training. Obviously, you can pick whatever you want, swimming, basketball, whatever you want, but I would suggest definitely movement. Obviously, you can tell, very, very passionate about that, and investing into that as well. If you are a beginner and you want to try something and have a appropriate plan in place, get a trainer, et cetera, it's endless. The next thing that I would be looking at is my daily habits in general. Like, do I have routines in place that I can allocate certain times of the day to do certain things and projects, and just get an idea of, like, how my days look and start getting some consistency in life? Like, honestly, you can just know pretty much what's going on each and every day, and your energy will start to kind of flow with your week if you are able to be consistent. Now, I know that this can be tricky for some people, because obviously you've got kids, or you've got, like, different appointments on, or you might be a model or something like that, so you might be flying interstate and things all the time. But if you can somehow figure out certain times or certain tasks in those, if that is your lifestyle, that you can, like, just take out for yourself, it will be something that will serve you long time. Because when you can maybe have more of a routine at certain period in your life, you will at least have one or two things nailed. So doing what you can is always good, because it really does set up your body to sleep at certain times, get hungry at certain times, just work like a little machine when it's really consistent. So when you've got certain things that you do at certain times each day, your body just becomes like, it almost goes on autopilot. So you don't have to, like, really prep yourself that much for things. Your body just knows, okay, this is my working block, this is my walking block, this is my running block, this is my, you know, my kid time block, like, whatever it might be. And when you have all of these things kind of factored in and you know what you're going to be doing, you're much more prepared for that. And you can actually, like, if it's consistent every day, you can be really, really prepared and continue getting energy from having that structured routine. So I'm big on routines. I'm big on structure. I need to know what I'm doing. I need to have things done at the same time. I need to be resting, sleeping, all that at the same time. It's like a rhythm that my body will go into. And then I pretty much can achieve everything very seamlessly. Just when I get off track that I find it hard to then pick my energy up and down and things like that. So if that's something you're not doing, try getting a structure in place for each and every day. And I'm pretty sure within no time, with the tips that I give you today, you will feel honestly at least 5 times more energetic. And I definitely want you guys to tag me if you are going to use these tips, try them out, and you do end up feeling more energetic. It'd be amazing to know that this has helped you guys. The next thing that I would implement after that is just having wind down time so that you do obviously get a really good night's sleep. Because I know that this is really, really crazy, but if you, for example, don't sleep well and it's not enough, you will crave things like sugar, and you will be a lot more fatigued obviously through the day. But if you're somebody that can kind of push through fatigue and you'll maybe eat certain stuff that you know will get you out of feeling tired or get you through a certain task or whatever, or maybe you want to go for caffeine, which is pretty much what I used to do, or I do still do sometimes. It's really not good for your body. Your body really wants to be having that kind of structure, like I said, and that structure follows through into the night on how you sleep. I know a lot of people put out on Instagram and things that, you know, oh, we want to work 16-hour days. Like, I've done all of that stuff. And in the past when I used to do that, and I am guilty for doing it when certain projects are just overwhelming amounts of work for me, and I honestly just don't have a choice. There will be times like that. I get it. But majority of the time, as soon as I can get back into routine and I can sleep for 8 hours or 9 hours, I do that and I prioritize that, because you look so much better. You feel so much lighter. You don't crave foods as much. You don't get as hungry. So you never have that risk of gaining too much body fat, because you're just looking after the real basic stuff that your body needs. We do need to be sleeping for like half our lives. It's actually crazy. Like, but we actually need to be doing that. And I think as soon as you realize that sleep is that important and that it's actually going to aid you when you are awake, like more than what I guess, like, you can be living like running on 12, 16-hour days, it is something that you will start to appreciate and actually prioritize more and more. So definitely get a good sleeping regime in. The next thing that I would deeply focus on as well is cleansing my body. I know that this is like a tricky subject, because obviously you have so many nutritionists and trainers and all of that out there that, like, I guess, like, put out information that is very science-based, but at the same time, like, our bodies know when they need a cleanse, and sometimes they do. And if you know and you feel you're a bit clogged, or your brain is a bit foggy, or you just feel sluggish and tired and full and not really getting your appetite, but you're kind of hungry all the time or low in energy, so you're eating, these are all like things that like are signals that you probably just need a cleanse. Like using like lemon water, hot lemon water, apple cider vinegar. I know that a lot of people say you don't need it, but these are things that have been used for like hundreds and hundreds of years. And I truly do believe that they help. Like, it's super important. You don't need to do it all the time, but even trying things like maybe a colonic, if it is like, if you've got good health and you don't have any previous surgeries and things like that, obviously be smart about this information. Like, if anything here is like something that you can't do because of medical reasons or injuries or whatever, then don't do it. Like, just take what you can from this and obviously reach out to a professional that knows how to work with you if anything, like, if you need to address anything. But this is generally for healthy people that, you know, don't have any health problems or injuries. But yeah, I would definitely be like really focused on that, because cleansing your body is so important. And then obviously topping it back up with like really good superfoods and spirulinas and things like that, just giving yourself that like good cleanse, like to feel like to absorb nutrients and things like that better. I feel like has worked wonders in the past for me. It's not something that I do a lot. It's just something that I will do every now and then when I do feel like I need it, like, and I really want a fresh start, especially if you're somebody that really does lack energy quite a lot and has been for a while. Then just, yeah, like the gut and the mind and the cleansing and just the health in general of your body, mind and soul is really important. It really does take you to get to really healthy from unhealthy, to understand the key differences. And once you get there, I honestly swear you will not look back, because you'll just feel way too good. The next thing that I wanted to talk about was just stress in general. So I think it's super important to learn how to manage stress, and also identify whether the stress that you're feeling is, if it's mental stress or whatever, or pressures that don't feel good. You really want to start learning how to manage that better, because stress can honestly change everything. It can really affect your sleep. It can really affect your performance. It can really drain your energy. Like, I've been stressed, like all of us have. And sometimes I get it. Stress is like going to be unavoidable. Like, there is going to be problems, and you just gotta, I guess, get through it and then try to heal yourself after the whole storm has passed. We've all been there, trust me. But managing that as soon as possible, I've learned, like, one of the things, especially if it's like person or client or business or just like anything outside of yourself, stress is to not really hold resentment toward a situation or something that's went bad. Honestly, I felt like the biggest mistake I've ever made in the past is dragging my stress around with me once the whole issue was over or it had already happened. Now, I know that obviously it's really important to validate how you feel and how something's hurt you, but at the same time, I don't think that we're here for like long enough for us to be carrying around all of these little issues that like happened and then will continue to happen, and just constantly dwell on them. You know, sometimes forgiveness, not saying that you have to have people in your life that don't deserve to be in your life or deserve to, you know, hurt you. I'm just saying, like, forgiving somebody and separating yourself from certain things that cause you stress, and also just understanding, like, how to manage situations and maybe not sweat the small stuff so much, because I think at the end of the day, life has been completely played out. Like, it's already, like, our destiny is already there, and we're going to be doing things that go right and go terribly wrong. And sometimes we're going to get into relationships or friendships, and they're going to teach us lessons upon lessons. But to be honest, I wouldn't take anything too seriously, because at the end of the day, guys, like, we really aren't going to live forever. At the end, we live with nothing. We don't live with any friends, any partners. We don't live with any goals, any wins, any losses. We literally leave with nothing. We just leave what we've done behind, and it honestly won't matter, because we'll be dead. So the thing is that it won't matter to us, because we'll be dead. So at the end of the day, you can have a mutual respect for just whatever is happening happened, and to, you know, be compassionate toward others, hear them out, like, try and help them through the situation, because we want everyone here to be actually moving forward and feeling like, oh, it's actually okay to let go of this. It's okay. Like, you know, I understand that I'm going through something right now, or I have been through something. I want to let it go. I'm going to accept it. And yeah, like, life is definitely way too short, and literally when I'm dead, it will not matter. So I totally understand that, you know, trauma and so many different things do occur in our lives. But at the same time, this podcast is 100% here to make you feel better about good and bad that happens in your life. So even though, yes, you know, stuff can stress us out and happen, I also truly have faith that nothing comes into our lives unless, like, we nothing comes into our lives and no one comes into our lives that we can't handle and we can't build and get stronger from. So just take that as a sign that, honestly, like, even though it sucks that it was you, there is somebody else out there that, you know, it has, like, and probably everyone else out there that it's experienced another situation and has felt the exact same hurt, sadness and stress. So I wouldn't be dwelling on stress or making it harder than what it is for yourself. And being aware of that, like, actually asking yourself, am I hurting myself more It's so important. And then just actually going, holy fuck, like today's the day that I wipe the slate clean, I cleanse, I start eating good, I start working out, I start looking after myself, and I actually make it a priority to sleep easy, because I'm literally not going to wake up forever. So every single day that you're waking up, guys, I know that life can be really hard sometimes. I know that things can be unfair, but you still got to actually remember that you're here, and like there's nothing sometimes you can do about certain situations, and you just got to be accepting, not resentful, and just literally look at what's next. Look at how you can move forward. Like if another thing happens next month, look at how you can move forward. Like there is no point in stressing. There is only opportunity to move forward. And that's one of the most exciting things about having stress. Like it's about, okay, like how can I move forward from this? Okay, how can I grow from this? Like honestly, everything is solvable and you can do it, and you don't need to be stressed out to the point where, you know, it's affecting everything and how you live and how your energy is. So I hope you're getting energized listening to this, because this is exactly what I do to hype myself up and be okay with certain things that happen, and it works. The final thing that I would say that's really important to energize yourself is to be focused on your own road. I know that it's really probably important to understand that a lot of people are still finding that road, but you do have a life path. And I honestly know that it's very natural for us to gossip and judge and talk about other people and look at Instagram and compare ourselves. This drains your energy so much. Like you might have this like little power trip in the moment that you're gossiping or talking or doing something negative, or even like little things like blackmailing people or doing like defamation to businesses and just being nasty. Like honestly, there is no need for it, and honestly just takes all of your own energy. So you lose. Like the other person at the other end is probably going to learn that they don't want to be anything like you. And honestly, you're teaching them a big lesson if you're going to continue acting like that. And when you finish with one person, you're going to move on to another person. And everyone knows how the cycle goes. In 10 years, you're going to be nowhere. And that is a stressful life. That is a stressful view of life. And until you're aware of this situation and you're able to separate yourself from maybe friends or acquaintances or work colleagues that are doing this, and where it is normal and accepted and funny and whatever it might be, you need to actually just take a seat back and go, wow, like, am I actually wasting my time most of my days? Like, am I having conversations that are actually aiding my goals? Because yes, like, you know, I mean, I'm actually not joking, but I get so bored if like the second I hear somebody talking about what happened to another person or is gossiping, I genuinely switch off. And it's because I'm like, this has nothing to do with me. I'm not interested. Like, it's genuinely not interesting to me. Drama and all of that just does not change my life path. It doesn't help me with my investments. It doesn't help me in any area that I need my full attention to be. So I just don't listen. And I honestly just, I don't judge the people that do it, but I just need you guys to be aware of like these sort of habits that you can easily fall into depending on what kind of environment you're in. It is not something a lot of successful people will have time for. And if you're after a life that's really energetic and prosperous and exciting, and you also want to tackle goals, like one of the most important things that I learned from a lot of people, actually, a lot of people used to ask me like, why are you not scared to put like out certain content, or why are you not scared to like put yourself out there? And I can tell you 100% why it is. And it's because I've never judged anyone else that's put content out before, whether I knew them or didn't know them. I've never judged or had an opinion negative on it. So when I go and do it, I'd never think of a negative response, if that makes sense. So I just go after things because in my mind, like when people go after things, I'm happy for them. Like, you're living life. Like, go you. And the more you think like that, the more, because everything you do will come from within, the more confident as a person you will be, and the more confident in the response you get, you will be. Because those are your intentions to others. So, you know, I think a lot of the energy you give out, you get back. And trust me, like, a lot of people aren't going to like you too, but those are people that you just learn that you don't want to be like. So at the end of the day, you always win by being aware of this and changing your mindset, because this just energizes you, it fuels you, and it prepares you. And it just honestly just makes you a better person for yourself and for others that interact with you and communicate with you and are around you. So people actually feel better and people feel good about spending time with you, and they have good things to say about you and think about you, and you help. So all of that combined into one generates my energy every day. And obviously I do have years and years and years built up of doing this. I do meditation as well, but meditation isn't something that I would say gives me energy. It more calms my mind to not have thoughts that are weeds that I need to pick out. It just makes me, just sets my mind up more to be more stable and to be free of any thoughts or any disturbances and things like that. So that's kind of why I do meditation, and then I do visualization. That gets me probably more pumped than anything else. That is looking at my life, where it's going to be in a year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And I'm just looking through my lens of where I'm going, and every action, the person that I am constantly trying to become is a person going after these goals. So the good thing about taking time out to actually see what you want in life and actually see your own life play out in front of you from your, in your mind, and doing that every day. I do this like for 40 minutes a day when I'm running. The visualization that I can do is so sharp and clear. It just makes me want to run all the time, because I'm just honestly watching my life and I'm seeing the type of person that I need to be to get that life. And I'm not there yet. I'm never going to be at the end, because I'm constantly going to be moving the goalposts. So I think that's really the key as well, to just knowing that you've always got a purpose, and you will always have a purpose no matter what age bracket you're in. And knowing that you're just fueled and charged and ready for it is so exciting. And that's what I want all of you girls listening to feel like. That is my overall goal. And I will do whatever it takes to generate as much energy in one podcast from one community as I can. I just want people to hit the ground running every single day after they listen, and then come and tell me exactly what you're doing, exactly where you're at in life. And I genuinely hope that this Monday is the best start to your week that you've ever had from listening to this. And I will see you all in my next episode. That'll be out on Thursday. So Mondays and Thursdays are my episode release days. And on Thursday, it'll be a 15-minute blitz episode. It'll just be there to pump you up for the week and get your intentions and your everything good for the weekend. And I will be back and on this journey with you guys all the way. So please do shout us out on Instagram, Debbie_Suguru. Hit the link below as well. I've just made a Girl Boss podcast group. This is going to be our community where we can share ideas, thoughts, feedback, all this stuff that we're doing, getting up to. It's a new group. It's only got 10 members. So join that. We'll accept you and literally get you into the biggest energy ball that you've ever been. And then also as well, if you love the podcast, do make sure to take a few seconds to review us on Apple Podcasts. That would be the best thing ever for us, because we are growing. And I just wanted to say shout out to everyone in lockdown. Let me know what you want to hear next. We will be bringing on some guests. We do have all of that in the pipeline, just with COVID and things that happened at the beginning of the year. It's been pushed back, but we're still getting them out there, and we're still talking and getting at least some stuff out. And I hope it's all helping and doing good things for you all. So I'm going to let you here, guys. Have the most amazing day or night, wherever you are in the world. Bye.